I'm thinking about recipe books. Thinking more exactly about what makes a good recipe book. Is it the photographs? Is it the recipes? Is it the ingredients? Is it a combination of everything? What I find quite fascinating about writing a recipe book specifically is that a good recipe book for me is about the interaction between the reader and the author. So perhaps when I am cooking something from Nigel Slater's recipe books, for instance, I have a relationship between what I'm cooking, what I'm reading, what I'm creating, and that relationship extends further even to the relationship that I'm having with the people that I'm feeding. It's a connection, if you like. I want to take my next recipe book one step further. The next recipe book that I write is not just going to be about the interaction between the author, myself, and the reader, or the cooker, if you like. But I'd like to think that I'm going to take it one stage further. I'd like to think about the people who grow those ingredients. Perhaps, for want of a better understanding of where our food comes from and the impact of our choices of ingredients on the people that grow that food. So for me, it's more than just writing a collection of recipes, a collection of ingredients. It's about a relationship between everyone. And I suppose it comes back to that thought about the world really being a global village. With communications the way they are nowadays and travel, it's incredible to think that the coffee that I drink in the morning could have come from South America, the oranges were from South Africa, the vanilla perhaps from Madagascar or Uganda, and well, the list just goes on. I mean, you know, and the chocolate that I might treat myself may have come from Grenada. It's a world interaction. So for me, it's not just about the next most delicious cupcake or the next most delicious whatever. It's more than that. It's about changing the world one bite at a time. And I really believe that through our food choices, through our interaction, and through our everyday behaviour and everyday habits, we can make a huge difference. Anyway, really, these thoughts are for me. I hope I will listen back to them and remember my own headspace and what's in it while I'm writing. Maybe it'll keep me on track anyway. So what's your favourite recipe book? Do you have a favourite one? Are there favourite recipes that you write? Or are there favourite recipes that you cook from? And what are the relationships around that recipe that you have? It's everyday stuff, but it's really what life is about. It's about a series of relationships and how those relationships affect everything and everyone around you.